The White House has condemned the attack as reprehensible. Simon Marks is in Washington and has more. Hello there, Simon. So, finally, the White House has given their response to Syria's attack. What more can you tell us?
Yes, I think finally is the word to use, because it's taken several hours. It's now just after midday here in the United States on the East Coast, and we've just had official White House reaction to events on the ground in Syria in a press briefing, an off-camera press briefing that Press Secretary Sean Spicer is holding right now at that building there behind me. He's called the attack reprehensible. He says it can't be ignored. He says that President Trump has been extensively briefed by his intelligence teams about what took place on the ground in Syria, and he described the president as extremely alarmed by reports from Syria of that apparent chemical attack. But the White House spokesman Sean Spicer went on to blast the Obama administration, saying that this is a consequence of the past administration's weakness and irresolution on Syria. He was asked point blank whether suggestions made in recent days by top White House officials that it is no longer an aim of U.S. policy to seek the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad could in any way have played in to the Syrian regime's decision to use chemical weapons in this attack. And he said no, he didn't think that there was any correlation between those two events. He said that it would be best for President Assad to leave power. However, he said, there is not a fundamental option of regime change as there has been in the past. So even in the immediate aftermath of this apparent chemical attack, the White House is taking the position that political realities on the ground in Syria do not provide the White House with the option to seek regime change in Damascus. That's going to be a very controversial position for the Trump administration to take, not just internationally, but among many here in Washington as well.
You're right, very controversial. It's interesting, he blasts Obama, and their view, his view was, his administration's view was, that in a transition would mean the that in itself, removal of power, the removal of Assad from power. Trump has taken a very different line, saying that that's not going to be a priority. So that the timing of this, it's almost like that line emboldened Assad's regime.
Yes, and I think it's also important to make the point that he was asked during this briefing whether the United States might now draw a second red line. Remember, it was Barack Obama who perhaps infamously said that he was drawing a red line, that he would not allow the Assad regime to use chemical weapons. Reports then came in that the Assad regime had used chemical weapons, and there were no immediately particularly grave consequences for President Assad of having done that. Would President Trump draw a second red line? The press secretary was asked a few minutes ago. He did not rise to the bait. He simply said that he would refer reporters to the statement that the White House has put out. He intimated that the White House believes that the Syrian military is itself responsible for this attack, that the White House, he appeared to suggest, does not believe that they had Russian support or the go-ahead in any way from Moscow for this attack. That also will be controversial here. And it's important to note that while President Trump's team is blasting Barack Obama for weakness and irresolution, a senior Republican senator, John McCain, a former Republican presidential candidate here in the United States, has at the same time been blasting the Trump administration, speaking of their completely disgraceful, in his words, approach to Syria, and accusing them essentially of having given President Bashar al-Assad the green light to flex his muscles by suggesting that his ouster is no longer a principal aim of U.S. foreign policy in the region.
Well, certainly for today, the conversation at the White House will be on Syria rather than Russia, perhaps, Simon. Thank you for now.